702. The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
All right, what's happening on the rest of the continent? Crystal, very good morning to you once again, still in Abuja. Listen, the DRC election one would have assumed was a fait accompli, but now Martin Fayulu is calling for a rematch.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So, of course, he's been silent since that inauguration of Felix Tshisekedi. And now he's saying that, quite simply, the Independent National Election Commission had simply fabricated results. And he now wants a fresh election in 6 months. So, Bongani, here in Abuja, of course, there are several heads of electoral commissions across the continent, and some of them were in the DRC. So I posed those questions to them, and they said it's simply impossible to have a re-election, simply because, one, it was logistically almost impossible, two, it was so expensive, and three, up until today, Bongani, we actually don't know what is the result, because remember, the Electoral Commission announced the results in a very, at some odd time. They've actually not released a breakdown results. So the only thing that Fayulu has is the Catholic Commission. But the reality, the law states that it's only the Electoral Commission that can announce a result. And so it really means that Fayulu is in a total bind. So, and what I also engaged with him, of course, this notion of electronic voting. Can you cook the books? How do you do it? And they were saying, you know, with electronic voting, it's almost impossible to cook the books, you know, unless you're a real brilliant computer scientist, but you also have to then have, you have to see the results. And so, of course, we haven't seen the results. And, of course, these electoral, senior electoral officials and, of course, even outsiders have, of course, hoped that at least the Electoral Commission would give some indication of a breakdown of results. And that hasn't been forthcoming. So unless Fayulu has that, Bongani, it's impossible. So, of course, he's urging the African Union to set up a special committee to verify these results, and again, I think the African Union, as much as some of them have come out early, especially we saw the African Union chairperson Moussa Faki and former President Paul Kagame, it's almost impossible because for the African Union, they would rather want peace in the DRC than a violent country.
Yeah, not so upsetting the apple cart there is the AU, but of course, if it can't, or at least if it sanctions results that are not credible, you've got to ask questions around it. Now, all right, tell me about Nigeria's melanin movement. They're fighting against skin lightening.
Yes, Bongani. So, of course, you know, it's not only an issue here in Nigeria, but across. But, of course, given the population here, we're looking at close to 200 million. So the WHO says there's more than 70 million people or women here using skin lightness, which, of course, makes it the highest in the world. And, of course, these products have, you know, it really can just cause absolute damage to your skin. So there's a new movement rejecting all of this. They say black is beautiful, and it's called the melanin movement. And they say no one needs to bleach their skin because, you know, you should see yourself as beautiful and that these harmful products, which, you know, in some cases contain mercury, should really not be used. So, of course, it's, you know, the movement is growing. They're getting, you know, activists to be the ambassadors, to say that, you know, you don't need it. But, of course, the beauty industry is worth millions of dollars here in the country. Of course, in neighboring Ghana and Ivory Coast, they've banned all skin lightening products. And here in the country, Bongani, there's only 81 dermatologists for the close to 200 million people. So the National Association of Dermatology have also called for urgent enforcement and regulation, you know, and the use. And they actually want the ban of these bleaching products because they say there's been an increase in skin and kidney disorders.
Yeah, it's absolutely frightening. It's absolutely frightening, Crystal. I mean, I just can't imagine what would make something like that popular. And we've got to ask the question here in South Africa. Are people still, is that still a thing? Is skin lightening still a thing? Crystal Audison there with this morning's Africa Report from the Nigerian capital, Abuja.